Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Good morning, good morning. And thank you again, Isaiah, for that warm, wonderful introduction. And hey, folks, we have an exciting show for you today. It's called Zamzu Mania, the new Zamzu explosion and wave is on the horizon. Yes, that's what we're going to be covering today on this edition of The Gospel of Working from Home. Hey, this is Baba Jahi, your host, and as you know, Isaiah has already introduced me. And, you know, I want to take time to thank all of those who have been listening to Home-Based Business 101, helping to make it the number one home-based business radio show here on the Internet. So we want to thank those 18,173 listeners who have tuned in since our inception here on November the 3rd, 2007. And also we want to thank those 28,930 people who have gone to our profile to check out what it is that we have to offer. So that lets me know that there are people out there who are checking out our content, must like something that we're doing. Else 18,000 people wouldn't be tuning in to the different shows that we have here on Home-Based Business 101. And, you know, for those of you out there that's listening or via your computer, we thank you. For those who are want to call in and just listen and call in, the best call-in number is the 712. Let me give you that number, 712-432-3100. And the PIN code is 513-088 for those who just want to listen. For those who have a question or a comment.
Conference muted.
Just muted the conference call line. For those that have a question or a comment, you can call in to the Blog Talk switchboard line and give you that number. Hold on here. That number is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. The chat room is open, and we also ask people that have Facebook friends and all of that, click the Facebook button on the page and also the Twitter button on the page, and go ahead and send out a tweet to all of your Twitter friends, and also send out a message to all of your friends on Facebook that you're listening to Home-Based Business 101, The Gospel of Working from Home, this Sunday morning, and chime on in with us. And, you know, hey, we're excited to be able to have you listen to us this morning. It just always makes my day. People tune in, listen to what we have to share, and, you know, just get involved. You know, they say, hey, get involved, get involved, get involved. So, you know, I've done my tweets. I've sent out my Facebook message this morning. I've done my part. Now I'm just asking you to do your part. Those that want to chime in the chat room is open. All lines are open. Conference call line for just tuning in and listening is open. That's the 712-432-3100, PIN code 513-088. That line is open. And, of course, the Blog Talk switchboard line is open, 646-595-4222. Okay, I want to dive into today's content, and it's called Zamzu Mania, the new Zamzu explosion and wave is on the horizon. That's right. You know, like looking out on the horizon, there's a wave coming, y'all. I mean, a wave. It's like a tidal wave. It's a big wave. I mean, it's a huge wave. There is a wave on the horizon that's coming that's going to sweep this nation. It's already, the momentum is up. I mean, stock for the company, YTB, doubled last week. I mean, whoa, we hadn't seen that in a long time. So there's a lot of excitement in the air in anticipation as people are preparing for the first ZAMZOO convention, which takes place this week in St. Louis. And, hey, we'll be broadcasting from there, sharing with people what's going on at the convention. For those of you that are in ZAMZOO, make it to the convention. For those of you that are curious and you're looking for some financial change in your life, you know, hey, come on, go to our convention. If you can't make it, we'll make sure you tune into this show because we'll be bringing you all of the updates. Today we got three different people who are business associates and partners of mine that will be coming on to share some of the things that they're excited about in terms of this new ZAMZOO explosion and wave that is on the horizon. And, you know, it's important, people, that we take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. Take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. Now, you know, some people, you know, were fortunate enough to take advantage of the Google thing, but, you know, when it came out, most people said, huh, Google, what's Google? You know, people, Google what? Google who? You know, and a lot of money was made. Yahoo. People, a Yahoo? What's a Yahoo? You know, a lot of money was made. Now we have ZAMZOO. People saying, what's a ZAMZOO? Well, we're going to share with you today some things about what's a ZAMZOO and why you want to look at being able to take advantage of what's called ZAMZOO and being able to get involved. It's, you know, dealing with a tremendous market shift and some things that are happening in the country and some things that we fully think that, you know, don't think that we also know. People are prospering from it right now, and the prosperity line with this is going to go off the chain. It's going to go off the chain. And we have a caller who just called in. I'll take this one call. They need to make it brief because I'm going to bring up my guest here and then get into the segment of the show. 217, caller, so you have your hand up. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. This is Patrick Logan, and I just wanted to take the opportunity and say thank you for posting up a little quote this morning that I wrote.
Oh, you're welcome, Pat. Let me read that quote to the people who's not looking at the show line. And the quote says, in business, as in life, we are required to make decisions every day that could have a major consequence on our lives. Right now, you have such a decision to make, which may mean the life and death of your business. You can continue down the road you're currently on, getting the same old results you have been getting, or you can take action that may point you into another direction. The choice is entirely up to you. Leaders take action. The question is simply this: are you ready to be a ZAMZOO leader? Could you take about 2 minutes, Pat, and say what inspired you to make that statement?
Well, I've been working with a lot of home-based people and teaching them how to use technology, especially the internet, to really take that message and their business out to millions of people every minute that are out there searching on the internet. I have a little background in computers. I built my first computer back in 1965. I started programming in 1969. I started my first PhD in computers in 1970. And the wave of the internet that has come along, I mean, it started strong. It started very strong, and it has just grown with tremendous momentum. And today's economy, and you know, you look in the paper this morning, and there's an article about Social Security that it's not going to be around, and people are worried about it. People are finally taking their own destiny into their own hands, and they're saying, "Okay, I have to prepare. I want a little bit extra." So the whole genre of the home-based business is, some people say it's gotten a double shot in the arm—a shot of adrenaline in the left arm, and a shot of steroids in the right arm—and it is grown tremendously in the last two and a half years. And Zamzu, well, let me ask you a question, okay, and I'll put it out to every one of your listeners. When is the last time you got paid to go shopping? Most people are going to say, never. To which I'm going to say, well, my wife gets paid to go shopping every day. Would you like to see how she does that?
All right.
I don't think it can be any clearer than that. Very simple.
Very, very simple. Hey, we want to thank you for, what you just shared this morning. And, I will be in communication with you. And then, we'll see about scheduling a time when, we can have you on the show and do an exclusive interview, with you, because you seem like you have a very, very exciting background and can probably really help some people be able to move their business in a great, positive direction. So thank you for chiming in this morning.
Excellent.
You can continue to listen to the show, and, we'll be we'll be in touch. So that's been Patrick Logan. And again, when I saw the information he had, and I wanted to use, a statement by him, I could have just wrote the statement. But I always believe, and giving people giving credit where you get information from. The worst thing is, I see a lot of people that copy and paste other people's stuff off the internet, post it, and make people think it's their own content. So that's why I put in there in my show post, a quote from Patrick Logan, because it was not Baba Jahi's quote. It was your quote.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Okay, people. I want to be able to get into today's content. And now I'm having a little computer glitch here with my switchboard so I can bring up my speakers. So just bear with me as I take care of some technical stuff here going on. And what we want to do is, while that's going to do what it's got to do, I want to just piggyback on what Patrick just shared with us. And that is, we need to think and make changes. And it only takes a minute to change your life. And again, this is what I'm about to share with you is from a book called It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life by Willie Jolly. It only takes a minute to change your life. And what we want to be able to focus on when he says it only takes a minute to change your life, here's a piece he has, It Only Takes a Minute, by Al Johnson. Are you tired of crying and complaining? Tired of feeling like life don't treat you fair? Do you see so many others moving on while you're steady going nowhere? Have you come to the conclusion that there's nothing at all that you can do? Well, just look in any mirror and you will see who is really and truly stopping you. It's up to every one of us to take charge of our life and make it what we want. If you think that it takes too much time, think again, because I'm telling you, it don't. The fact is, it only takes a minute to make up your mind that now is your time to make your run. It only takes a minute, 60 seconds to begin to decide to win. Just get in on it. Start it off by checking your frustrations. Scream out loud that you had it up to here. Get yourself so fired up to change that you lose every doubt and fear. Then decide that you're really going to do it. Cut yourself off from every other choice. What you say, make sure you really mean. You cannot just be making noise. Everybody's journey starts the same. With one single step, nothing more, nothing less, let the next step you take point the way to you giving and getting all the best. Remember, it only takes a minute to make up your mind that now is your time to make your run. It only takes a minute, 60 seconds to begin to decide to win. Just get it on. Hey, folks, it only takes a minute to change your life. And, you know, a minute, a lot of times people say, well, you know, that a minute, what's so significant about a minute? Well, the great Dr. Benjamin Elijah Mays used to say this: I only have just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give a count if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. So, ladies and gentlemen, use your minute wisely. Yes, it only takes a minute to change your life. Hey, we're going to reach out and go to Mr. Greg Sneed up in Detroit, Michigan, and bring him on to share what he's excited about in terms of ZAMZOO. Hey, people, we're excited again with this whole theme of ZAMZOO Mania here today on Home Based Business 101. And we have Mr. Greg Sneed out of the Detroit area who's involved with ZAMZOO. How you doing today, Greg?
I'm blessed and highly favored, just like you, my brother.
All right, all right, all right. Hey, why are you excited about ZAMZOO?
Man, I am so excited. I don't know if you realize or not, but Detroit kind of went through a few things here in the last few years, and everybody around here was looking for something, you know, just kind of like a beam of light in the darkness. And I knew we had it. Many of us in Team ZAMZOO and Team Michigan, we knew we had it, but, you know, we just needed something to kind of jumpstart it. Man, this new program has got me just jacked up out of my mind. So I'm telling everybody, you know, I'm 56 years old. Ain't too much can excite me. I done seen it and done it. But this here, this ZAMZOO, and this new program and this comp plan, the Tomer Cash Cow, as we call it around here, man, we about to milk this thing. And I don't know about Rocky Mount, North Carolina, Atlanta, or San Francisco, or San Diego, but everybody I talk to is excited. How about you, brother?
Hey, man, yeah, I'm you know, I'm super excited because I see how we can end up dominating the industry. So where do you see your future with ZAMZOO?
Well, my personal future with my wife and I, we're first-time grandparents, and I can see a day where, ZAMZOO is on everybody's desktop. You know, sort of like Microsoft. You know, Microsoft, and I did get the call for Microsoft stock years and years ago, $31 a share. But, you know, I didn't think it was worth it, and I didn't want to spend the money, and I wasn't experienced in the stock market. But ZAMZOO is such an everyday, all day, all the time kind of product, and with its services. I initially came in just for the travel because, you know, I love Hawaii, and, you know, I wanted to cut my costs a little bit. And then I figured out, oh, geez, you know, this is a tax, like, bonanza. Mr. Al Peltier showed us some things that, you know, I had no idea. So from the home business standpoint, tax standpoint, the travel standpoint, it was great. But now I see it as like having everybody's got a MasterCard or Visa in their pocket, and everybody's going to have a ZAMZOO shopping portal. And if you could give it away and match people's expenditures that they're going to spend anyway, and then maybe get a few partners here and there, everybody buy a product. You know, we're all of a certain age. We like the health and wellness stuff. We like the identity product. So many great products. When I look at the future of having this distribution center distributed like Microsoft's DOS, Microsoft's Windows, then Vista, now, whatever hell else they got, it's everywhere. And if I could get a little piece of that for my grandson, my goal, my long-term goal is 8 years at University of Michigan. I know how much 4 years of that cost. It cost me. I had to hock my house. I don't want my grandson to have any financial burden. When my son came out of Michigan, he had zero debt. But I had the debt. Mm-hmm. I want my grandson to have zero debt. His teacher, daddy, zero debt. His grandpa, sitting on top of Mount Haleakala, praying every morning at 6:22 in the morning, watching that sunrise. Him and his wife, grandma. Man, that just get me just jacked. I don't know about you, bro, but the future is so bright. I'm going to wear sunglasses at night. How is it in Rocky Mount?
Yeah, it is a bright future. You have a grandson also, and, you know, he does the introduction for this show. And you mentioned a couple of the products, you know, and you could take the last 3 minutes of your interview here and just share with you, the listening audience, you know, how have you personally benefited from use of the products?
Well, the first product that really comes to mind is the Diamond Ice product. When I got my grandson's baby picture in that thing and put it on our mantle and I backlight it with a little candle, I just sat and stared at the thing. Then I got another one. And then I got another one. And here come wedding season. We had six weddings this summer. And everybody got a Diamond Ice gift certificate, okay? And I don't know what they're going to do with them. I've only seen one print so far, but I'll take the profits. And then the second piece is the restaurant.com. I just kind of went stupid with those because I'm not going to pay full price for nothing. Nowhere. And I love to eat. That's why I've been 300 pounds. Now I'm not, but, you know, big fellas like to eat. So the restaurant.com coupon, the Diamond Ice, putting money in my pocket. Of course, the travel. A cruise commission popped into my pay card, and, you know, I don't even remember mentioning it. It was in my back office, but, you know, that always pops up. But my wife likes the purses. She's got just a huge amount of interest. Just walked around. First, she had a little tote that had my late mother-in-law's picture on it. And when we took them to Maui, and she's looking on the North Maui coast by Mama's Fish House, and it's just an incredible view. Her just leaning up against the palm tree, praising God, with the ocean view and the surf in front of her. That person gets a lot of excitement. Now my grandbaby's big old face with his SpongeBob winter hat on, everybody's asking about that. So between the Gina Alexander line, the Diamond Ice, I did try the Vivaxyl, and just between you and me, you know, we got a little cranked up. You know what I'm saying? Husband and wife. Yeah, that Vivaxyl, that's the work. It raises the hairs on the back of your neck up, but, you know, that's just me. The Jolie Cool, I've seen some beautiful pieces locally. We haven't sold any of those, but those look just absolutely fabulous. And what a great way to start off a theme party. My wife likes, she has a whole shop of a bead land, we call it, upstairs in her workshop. And those kind of theme parties, have a few purses and Diamond Ice prints around, and then you have a few travel brochures around. So you can have a theme party, a multi-theme party. And I just think that those products are just a perfect showpieces for that. And the profit on them is kind of sweet, too. I'll spend the money.
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. You've been listening to Greg Sneed from Detroit. And, hey, Greg, we want to thank you for dropping by Homebase Business 101 this Sunday morning to share your testimony about ZamZoo and the ZamZoo mania. And you have a great day.
Peace be with you, my brother.
Hey, now we're going to reach across the country, and we just left from the Motor City of Detroit with Mr. Greg Sneed here, and now we're going to go to Washington, D.C., and we're going to bring up Nkechi and Dakari, and they've been on Homebase Business 101 before because they earned a $10,000 bonus in YTB before we created the company ZamZoo. And so part of our ZamZoo mania that's going on out there in Keechee and Dakari, why are y'all excited about ZamZoo?
Well, Bobby Kelly, we are so very excited because there is a tsunami that is hitting right here, right now, today with our company. This is the second wave of our company, and we are riding that wave to success. It is just so exciting to be at the advent, at the beginning, on the cusp of great change, of great transformation, and that's what's happening with our company right now. And as you said, we did receive a $10,000 bonus within 1 year of being within the parent company. We know it can work. We know that there's money on the table, and we want to be a part of helping as many members of our team and ourselves as well to pick up that money as possible. Dakari, what about you?
Oh, yeah. And just the whole piece with the Internet is just expanding and expanding, and the e-commerce piece that ZamZoo is launched, you know, it's like a rocket ship going to the moon, I'm telling you, because you got so much stuff there. Just, you know, I mean, it's unlimited in terms of what folk can move to their family, to their friends. You know, there's all sorts of products. It's just so much stuff to, you know, to get your hands in whatever your niche is or whatever you're looking for to do business-wise, you can find it in ZamZoo.
All right. Hey, you know, y'all sound super excited out there. And that leads into my next question. You know, where do y'all see your family's future in relationship to this company as you build your business and dreams and goals you have for your family?
Well, it's so very important to have that plan B. Okay, we all work in our plan A, you know, 9 to 5, you know, 40 years or whatever. But it's so very important to have that plan B. And that's what I see with respect to our family's future, making that plan B our plan A. Okay, and we can actually accomplish that through our home-based business, you know, with the benefits that are on the table, with the compensation plan. The plan B can definitely become the plan A, and that's what I see as our family's future, for it to be able to replace not only my husband's income, which it is already done, and he can speak to that, but where it can replace my income as well.
Oh, yes, yeah, because you never know when that, layoff or anything like that's coming down the road, and, yeah, it's so important. You know, especially with the up and down economy we have here, and you know, so when you do have something like that, you know, you can fall back on. Actually, you're building at the same time, and building it towards something that you can lean on, and then you also have the peace of having your family members actually working in the business, and also like for instance, we have our daughter; she may one day take on this business after us. So, you know, keeping something in the family, building something in the family, that's how you build wealth with anything in this country here. That's what you got to do. And, you know, it's about family and keeping things together and working something and, you know, working it the way you want to work it.
Yeah, and Dakari, he's right, and it's like creating that legacy, and that is really the theme or the brand, I guess you could say, of our family enterprise, is that legacy, okay, being able to create intergenerational wealth, not just becoming rich. I mean, Chris Rock would always say that he's rich, but he says that Bill Gates, he says that guy is wealthy. That's what we're talking about, building intergenerational wealth that can be passed on through the generations.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Some of y'all got y'all plan together there. Last question. How have you benefited from the products that the company offers? And, you know, whatever stories or particular product or one or two that you'd like to share with the listening audience that, you know, that your family has personally benefited from and, you know, and how you feel about it.
Well, I think the number one product that our family has benefited from that we've been rocking and rolling with has been the travel, the TRAVEL, with the travel. We started off with group cruises. We introduced this to our church, and they sponsored a group cruise for their building fund our first year with the business. They made nearly $10,000, and it's just been totally uphill since then. We've done several group cruises of our own, and we just coordinated and organized a group trip to Egypt. 27 strong, received a commission of $5,000. It just makes sense. This was travel that we already were going to take anyway. That's why we call this an anyways business. It's not a business where, you know, you have to sit and create things or you have to do something that you were not going to already do. We were already going to travel and take these trips anyway. It's just that this way we were able to do so, go along with people that we enjoyed the company with and made commission along with it as well. But the best part of it, and I'm going to really let my husband talk right now, the best part of it was the tax deductions part of it. And I would say that is one major benefit of the of what comes with this home-based business. Decoy, do you want to say anything about the tax benefits of the home-based business?
Well, you have what we call direct expenses, and we have indirect expenses. So all our direct expenses in terms of with the business that we use every day, because since it's being at home, we have our home computer, we have our internet service, we have our cable service. We have so many things now that used to be expenditures now become tax deductible. So whether you're talking about printer cartridges, equipment, I mean, it goes on and on. But I also like to add, since the launching of Zamzu with the e-commerce piece, we've gone off the chain on going to the internet and on our Zamzu site and ordering stuff. I mean, we've gotten addicted. My daughter needed track shoes, went to Zamzu and got it. And recently, my daughter just got a computer, went to Zamzu and got it. I needed some cell phone equipment, went to Zamzu and got it. Nikichi got a Gene Alexander handbag. Zamzu. I mean, it's unlimited of the stuff that you can Zamzu now. And I have all my friends Zamzuing now. You know, folk are asking me, hey, where you doing? Where you getting that? What's happening with that? I tell them, hey, man, you got to get to my Zamzu site. I'll be telling them, fellas, I've been telling you about it. And so now it's starting to get infectious, you know. I was with my brother-in-law the other day. I went to a restaurant, had my restaurant.com voucher. Actually, I ran off the wrong voucher. So instead of running all the way home, I ran off a voucher that I had already used. Instead of running home, I ran over his house because he was closer to that restaurant. He ran it off and said, what you going to do with that? I said, man, I'm getting ready to save $25 on this order. He said, oh, yeah, how you doing? I said, therestaurants.com. I said, you know, you have your site. You got to use it. You know, put it into motion. And so, you know, it's just, like I said, it's just off the chain, the stuff that we've been just getting off of our Zamzu site. I mean, it's just a whole industry in itself. You know, I can't say no more about it.
We're just so, so, so excited. Oh, my goodness gracious. Everything that my husband just said. And the thing is, we work this as a team, and it just brought us together much closer as a family to be able to work at things that you love, work at things that are bringing extra streams of income into the household, being able to travel and take trips. It's just win-win all the way around. It's fabulous. It's fantastic. It's great. I don't know what I would do without Zamzu.
All right. Hey, we want to thank you for sharing with us on Home-Based Business 101 this morning, your Zamzu testimony, and y'all have a fabulous day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You too.
All right.
Okay, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101. This is our Sunday edition show, The Gospel of Working from Home, with your host, Baba Jahi. And, hey, you know, I hope you're getting a lot of valuable information out of this. As we started the show off, hey, how many of you are getting cash back when you go shopping? That's right, cash back when you go shopping. And now we're going to be adding, going into this week at our national convention, now you're going to get cash back. Company's going to cut you in on a little something, give you 30% of the vendor commission also on top of that. Wow. I mean, you know, I don't know how this company does it. I mean, they just come along and they find more and more ways to improve what they already do. And you can be getting cash back, too, for 158 customers who have given shopping malls to. The Zamzu Shopping Mall is in Kitchen Dakar said, make sure you use your mall. You heard some of their testimony, you know, that restaurant.com certificate. You know, when you print out and you get $25 worth of food for the price of what you pay for your certificate, you know, and basically a lot of times certificates are on sale for $1, $2, and $3. They normally sell for $10. So what we normally do is when they're on sale for $1, $2, or $3, we stock up on them. That means if I get a certificate for $1, I go to a restaurant and I can order $25 worth of food for, you know, the dollar that I spent for my certificate. Come on, people. And I'm going to get cash back off of the certificate, off of the dollar that I spent. So, you know, it's important that you take advantage of how to do this because it's really, really important. You know, in these economic inflationary times, to stretch your dollar as far as you can, get as much cash back as you can. And, you know, you just need to be able to take advantage of that. Again, as I said, you're listening to Home-Based Business 101, the Gospel of Working from Home, this Sunday morning with Baba Jahi. Hey, Tuesday, make sure you tune in. We have the Regina Christian Show, where Regina shares with you mentoring for free. That's right. How would you like to get mentored for free? Mentoring for free system, and it works. They have some very good audio training tapes and things to help you with how to position and push your business forward. Thursday nights we have what's called Mall Call. Well, that show's title will be changing because now we're going to be going from not only having a mall in terms of the shopping mall, but we'll be giving you a business for free. You heard me right, a business for free. And then on Fridays, we have the Jasari's Love Show, a woman's perspective on working from home by my wife, Mama Jahi. And, you know, we do that show on Fridays. And then we're going to be doing some special shows this week. We'll be broadcasting from live from the ZAMZU National Convention this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And, you know, we'll get those show times together. When we do, they will be posted on the site. And you can, you know, tune in and chime in with that. Well, I'm going to bring up my next guest, who's a longtime friend, associate, and business partner. And, you know, we used to do A.L. Williams together. We worked that system. You know, we had, you know, some levels of success in that. And was the first person to come in to this business with me when I got involved, was the first person I knew I needed to share the business with, and, you know, they jumped on board, and let's see if we can reach them. And again, as we're doing our show here on ZAMZU Mania, hey, we want to bring in, as we reach all the way out to the western part of the state of North Carolina and Winston-Salem, we want to bring on Mr. Monticello Mitchell. How you doing this morning, Monty?
I'm doing great, Tatala. How about you?
Hey, fantastic, man. Glad to have you on the show this morning to be able to share. And, you know, as we get started here, we'd like to know, why are you excited about ZAMZU?
Well, in my opinion, I think ZAMZU is the ultimate experience in business building and wealth building. And the reason I believe that is because there are no limitations, and the product that we have here in our hands, I mean, we're talking of everything travel and everything retail. We've got a multi-billion-dollar product right here in our hands, and all we have to do is take this and just go to work with it. The market is unlimited because it's internet. The market is unlimited, so all we have to do is just go to work.
Okay. And where do you see your future, or the future of your family, in relationship to as you pursue this opportunity?
Well, my number one goal is to become a director with this company. And as I see it, and as I've been told, I actually see, as I've been told also, I actually see it my goal is to become a director as fast as possible. I mean, 90 days after the convention is over, well, after the convention over, everything is in place anyway to make it happen, but 90 days after the convention is over, that's my goal, to become a director. Will give you a secure spot in America, a secure spot in society, where you'll have certain things guaranteed and some free things, some things guaranteed, and a huge bonus.
Okay. And how have you benefited from the use of the product or the products that this company markets? You know, a lot of times companies, you know, people share the opportunity, and, you know, the opportunity is great and all of that, but it all comes down to the core products and, you know, what the consumer can get out of it, which makes the opportunity that great. And how have you personally benefited from the products that this company offers?
Well, first of all, we've got to realize that we're already shopping and we're already traveling. And every time we do that, a commission is generated and somebody earns that commission. So doesn't it just make sense that if you're going to shop, you're going to be shopping anyway, why not get paid to shop? Or if you're going to travel anyway, cruise, flight, hotel, rent a car, anything, why not get paid to do it? It just makes all the sense in the world. We're already doing these things. Why not get paid to do them? And then you're going to save a lot of time and a lot of gas, not having to drive around and do all of these things. So it just makes sense. Since you're already doing this stuff, shopping and traveling, you might as well get paid for it, Tatala.
Could you share with the listening audience some of your own personal purchases and relationship to, doing the shopping and compare it to what it would have been if you didn't have access to this business and the shopping mall and everything that it offers? You know, some personal stories in terms of some things, items that you have purchased and the difference it made and you have seen and maybe, you know, some items that someone in your family might have purchased that saved them some money, so people can have some real life examples.
Well, we love restaurant.com, and you know, you get that $25 certificate. We act certificates for $2, and so we've been able to share some of those certificates and actually do some coupling with other couples and go out and get $50, $55 worth of food for $25 and that kind of thing. So we've enjoyed it from that aspect. Restaurants.com, we bought some electronic equipment, some technical equipment from different stores, Circuit City, those type stores. And also our daughter, who's a student, she's a nursing student, she needed a book. She came to us. She needed a book, and the book was something like $279 or somewhere around there, $284. And we suggested, she already had a site, a shop site, so we suggested that she go on the site to take a look, see if she could find the book and see what's going on with the book, see if she could rent it for her semester. And she did. She went and she rented the book off of her own site, so therefore she got cash back. And she saved in excess of over $200 on the book. So, I mean, that savings right there made a huge difference for her. And we hear stories all the time where kids, they might get all their money together for school, and they come up short on the books. So they end up having to drop classes or share books with somebody to get through the class, that kind of thing. So, Tawi, our situation is a win-win-win situation.
Okay. And you also shared with me, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, explain what you found out about cell phones and particular cell phone the system and plan that you use, and, you know, where did you get it from, and how did you go about doing that through, the use of our mall and our sites?
Well, as you know, one of the stores on our shop mall is Walmart, which is the store of all stores. So Walmart has this phone that they market. It's called Straight Talk. And so I went on the site, got the information, read up on it, and I decided, hey, this is a better deal for me. I don't like contracts, phone contracts, and those kind of things, and all these bells and whistles on these phones. You know, I only need a phone to talk on. So it made all the sense in the world to me, even though you could still get the phone with all the bells and whistles with their system. But I went on our site, bought the phone for like $79, and I put up the unlimited service on my phone. It was like $40, $45. So I bought the phone, got the service cut on, and since I shopped on my site, I earned a commission and I got cash back. And every month that I pay my phone bill, I earn a commission and I get cash back. So I'm very satisfied with that product. And it does everything that I need for it to do, so I'm very satisfied with it.
Okay. Hey, you know, I want to thank you for answering those questions. And one of the things that me and you dialogue around a lot is, you know, we listen to a piece called 15 Years Left by Mark Yarnell. And he talks about the dying middle class and the shrinking middle class, the middle class coming into extinction. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when I talk to people, they think, you know, that I'm just giving them some hype and some fluff to try to get them involved in the business. And, you know, you read a lot and you've been sharing. You send me some different articles and stuff around this issue. As we close out this segment of an interview with you, give us your take on this economic tsunami that Mark Yarnell talks about and some other people have talked about the middle class going out of existence.
Well, it's true. The middle class is shrinking, and the evidence is how many people have lost their jobs that are never coming back. You know, and we are moving out. Society, we're moving from an industrialized society to an information society, and a lot of people not really getting with that. So, you know, they're losing their jobs. These jobs are not coming back, and then in losing their jobs, one of the things a lot of people are doing is they're going back to school to learn a new skill. Well, my thing is this. If you go learn a new skill and there are no jobs for that skill, you're still in the same place. And so there's evidence that middle class is shrinking. And as more evidence, you know, you talk about Mark Yarnell. Well, a lot of people may not be familiar with Mark Yarnell, but are they familiar with Donald Trump? Are they familiar with Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad? These guys have a book, We Want You to Be Rich, and it's talking about exactly what you're talking about, Satali. We're trying to let people know what's going on, what's coming down the pipe, because a lot of people are not paying attention. But, folks, you better wake up, because it's going to happen with or without you, with or without you in place. Which side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the rich side, or are you going to be on the poor side? Because it's going to really come to that, Satali.
All right. Hey, we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to chime in here on Home Based Business 101. And it's always a pleasure, you know, when you chime in and share your comments and thoughts around the subject matters that we deal with. So you have a great day.
Thank you so much. Enjoy it.
Okay, people, you've listened to three different people this morning, and you can see that, you know, hey, that one is they all love restaurant.com. You know, and again, you can take advantage of that by, you know, having the free site that we give people where you can go shopping and getting cash back. And like I said, starting this week after our convention, not only get cash back, but 30% commission right now, 30% of the vendor commission. Let me make sure you understand that. I don't want people thinking you spend $100, you're getting $30 back. You get 30% of the vendor commission, whatever that, you know, commission is off of your shopping, 30% of that will come to you along with your cash back check. So, you know, you want to take advantage of this, people. Right now you're shopping and you're getting nothing back. And then even for those people that have a cash back program with a credit card, all you do is you get most of those programs, you get points on your credit card. But we give you a check that you can use anywhere. See, in other words, you shop at Walmart does not mean that when you get cash back, you get a Walmart coupon that you have to use at Walmart. No, you get cash back that you can use anywhere. You can put it in your bank. You can invest it. You can buy some stock with it. You know, hey, you can save it up, take a trip. You know, you can spend it how you want. It's your money. It's not script. It's your money. You get actual cash back. It's different between getting cash back and getting script. Script is when it only gives you a coupon. It can only be used at their store. You get cash back and commissions. That's money, your money, to do what you want. And so, you know, you need to make your decision. You know, if you go on the Homebase 101 page, you'll see how you can sign up for your get your free shopping mall, or if you know you're not accessing from that page, you can go to our Movements Unlimited page, which is www.movementsunlimited.com. That's MOVEMENTSUNLIMITED. And when you open up the home page where it says Caribou Welcome, you'll see a little paragraph about a unique fundraiser, and you can click site that says zamzoo.com/movementsunlimited and click the start here and go on and get your free account that will allow you to get cash back and starting this week 30% commission. And so, you know, it's time for you to make a move. You know, time is moving, or you. Again, I'm going to read a little something from It Only Takes a Minute to Change Your Life by Willie Jolly. This is a great book. You know, Willie Jolly used to have a radio program called A Motivational Minute, because his whole concept was only takes a minute to change your life. And listen to this. Friends, time waits for no one. It moves on and keeps moving on. It does not stop for anything or anybody. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much power you have, or how much prestige you have. Time keeps moving on. Therefore, you have got to respect time and use it wisely, because time doesn't care who you are. Time is the great equalizer. From its standpoint, everybody is equal. It gives the same dividend to the rich as to the poor, to the powerful as to the weak, to the big as to the small. Everybody has the same amount of time, 24 hours per day, not 1 minute more. The key to success is not the time you have, because you only got 24 hours, 1,440 minutes to each day. The key is what you do with the time you have. How do you use your time? Do you use it wisely, or do you squander your precious minutes? Do you fill your life with time or wasting, or do you fill your time with life or making? Your success or your failure depends on how you use your time. Time is moving on, or you. Yes, people, time is moving on, or you. How do you use your time? Are you using your time wisely? Are you becoming, like, you know, I know some people, you know, who are potato couches, you know, I mean, with the couch potatoes or whatever the term is, you know, who squander time watching TV. You know, they can tell you about every show that's on, can tell you about everybody's life. Why are you clapping and cheering for other people? Clap and cheer for yourself. Do something for yourself. Remember, this show is called Home-Based Business 101. Home-Based Business is one of the greatest tax shelters here in the United States of America, is that by having a home-based business, you are entitled to some tremendous, tremendous write-offs. And now we can really give you a free home-based business, which is also going to be a tax shelter for you. I mean, we're breaking the code in terms of this company. I mean, and, you know, you need to look at how to position yourself and get involved with this. You know, as always, I have no problem giving out my phone number. You can give me a call at 252-977-6834. That's right, 252-977-6834. And I'll show you how to be able to get involved in this revolutionary, that don't mean we're trying to overthrow the government. Revolution means change. This revolutionary program that can change your life. But remember, as Willie Jolly said, it only takes a minute to change your life. Make that decision today. Take you know, it's 60 seconds, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, hey, and so on and so on. The clock is ticking. Make the decision. Come on. Come on. You know how they used to have a show, I think it was The Price is Right or whatever, and the guy hollered out to the audience, and he called the person's name, and he says, come on down. Hey, we're waiting for you. Come on down. You know, you can make that call, you know, this morning or any time when we get back to you. Or you can, again, you can go to our page, which is www.movementsunlimited.com, you know, and you'll learn about our nonprofit. Because what we do is, see, those of you out there that have social missions, see, you can get involved in this business, and basically you just do what you already do. You shop, get cash back. You can bless organizations with this, your church, your civic club. See, this is what we do. We work, and here in the city of Rocky Mount, we currently we are a 501c3 nonprofit youth and development company called Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company. And what we're currently working on, project where we're working with the city to deal with gang prevention and delinquency prevention. And one of the things is that, you know, besides applying for certain grants, and a lot of times they dry up. See, you know, we've been in the game, the 501c3 nonprofit game, for over 20 years, and we know you can't be dependent upon grants. Matter of fact, you should have a for-profit business with your nonprofit. That's a whole nother show. But the thing is that we use this vehicle to help fund what we do in the community, and you can do the same for your church. The Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Boys and Girls Clubs, all of it. Because why keep asking your people who support you to give you donation money out of their discretionary income, which, as you know, is already tight and drying up due to this way this economy is, when you could just bless them with a site? And when they shop, they get cash back in commissions. And cash and commissions come to your organization. It's win-win, people. So, you know, come on, get on this winning train. This train is moving. It's moving. It's moving. It's moving. It's moving. It's moving. And you can get on board right now. You can get on board right now and move with this train. Bless yourself and bless your community. Well, hey, this has been a great show, and our time is winding down. For this segment of Home-Based Business 101, the gospel of working from home, this Sunday morning here with your host, Baba Jahi. And it brings me to theme song time. You know what that means. It's my time, it's your time, it's our time. Hey, make it your time. Remember, you know, that there's a genius. Take the word genius, and it means that there's a genie in all of us. You got a genius in you. Are you tapping into your genie? Take that word and break it down. Genius. Genie in us. Hey, yeah, there's a genie in all of us. Like Aladdin's magic lamp, rub it and give it your wish, because the wishes that you give it are at your genie's command. And you will be blessed. So, you know, if you think you can, you're right. If you think you can't, you're right. Because whatever man or woman thinketh, so is they. And so here we go. It's my time. And until next time, may God bless you.
Come on.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition for music and words that create powerful moments.